Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Home Electric Association invites members to get on board by running for board seats with their voting district on HA's board of directors. HA will hold an election for members to elect a board representative to serve on the board at each of HA's three voting districts. The candidate nomination period to file to run for election for an HA board seat is open until March 3, 2023 at 5 p.m. HA board consists of nine directors, evenly split and elected from HA's three distinct service area districts or voting districts. HA members have the opportunity to vote for the directors running for election to the board within their voting district. This year, HA will hold elections for three board positions. A board member will be elected to serve on the board from each of HA's three voting districts. District 1 consists of Kenai and Ekiski and parts of Soldotna. District 2 consists of Soldotna, Sterling, Kasilof areas. And District 3 consists of Kasilof, Homer, Seldovia area. District maps are available through a link on the story at RadioKenai.com. To appear on the ballot, a member must complete a candidacy packet and gather signatures from at least 15 current HA members residing within the district where the candidate resides. The candidacy packet is available online through a link on our story at RadioKenai.com and at the HA offices in Kenai and Homer. The deadline to submit the completed candidacy packet is 5 p.m. March 3, 2023. Completed packets can be submitted either the Kenai or Homer HA offices or scan an email to boardcandidate@homerelectric.com. HA will offer three methods of casting a ballot for board elections. Members can cast their ballot by returning the mail-in ballot through HA's online voting portal or in person at the annual meeting on May 4, 2023. The election will be open for voting on March 31, 2023, and the results will be tabulated and announced at the annual meeting of the members on May 4, 2023 at Soldotna High School. Again, links and information can be found on the story at RadioKenai.com. U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan Wednesday announced the Federal Transit Administration is awarding more than $285 million of investments to improve the reliability and service of Alaska's ferry system, which serves more than 30 communities across 3,500 miles of coastline. The funding, all awarded to the Alaska Marine Highway System, is designated to replacing an aging vessel, upgrading ferry dock infrastructure in rural communities, modernizing four vessels, procuring an electric ferry, designing a new mainliner vessel, and for generating sustainable operations. This landmark funding was made possible by H.R. 3684, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, in which Senator Murkowski played a lead role writing and negotiating for Alaska. These awards are the first of the IIJA's newly established Ferry Service for Rural Community Program and the Electric or Low-Emitting Ferry Pilot Program. Additional grant funding from these programs will be available to the Alaska Marine Highway System in fiscal years 2024, 25, and 26. A federal agency said Wednesday it is reinstating restrictions on road building and logging on the country's largest national forest in southeast Alaska, the latest move in a long-running fight over the Tongass National Forest. The U.S. Department of Agriculture in late 2021 announced that it would be beginning the process of repealing a Trump administration-era decision that exempted the Tongass, a rainforest that is also home to rugged coastal islands and glaciers, from the so-called roadless rule. The agency on Wednesday said it had finalized the plan. The new rule will take effect once it's published in the Federal Register, which is expected to happen Friday, said agency spokesperson Larry Moore. The Tongass is roughly the size of West Virginia and provides habitat for wildlife, including bears, wolves, bald eagles, and salmon. Roadless areas account for about one-third of all of U.S. National Forest System lands, but Alaska political leaders have long sought an exemption to the roadless rule for the Tongass, seeing the restrictions as burdensome and limiting economic opportunities. Find more at our website. Visit RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.